Praise be Jesus and Mary,
now and forever.
The last few weeks we've been discussing the different marks of love according to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 when he says love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous, not boastful, not envious, etc. Today we're going to continue that reflection, which we should finish by next Saturday, or about 15 or 16 different marks of love in that letter of 1 Corinthians 13. The 12th mark of love, which we're going to discuss today, is that love bears and endures all things. That's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. That verse in the Apostle's letter says this: love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And since bearing and enduring are basically synonymous, we're going to talk about them in tandem. We'll talk about them together. When the Apostle says that love bears all things, the verb that's used in the Greek text there is stego. Stego means to bear, conceal, support, or to cover. Actually, the Greek word for roof is actually very similar. It's stege. Just in place of the E at the end, you put an O, you put an E at the end of the word instead of an O, and you have stege. It's actually the word for roof instead of the word for cover. Remember the story of the miraculous healing of a paralytic once, when the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, where a man's friends, they couldn't get into the house where Jesus was because of the crowds, and so St. Mark says they climbed up the roof and they removed the roof, right? Stege. They removed the roof above Jesus and let him down in through the roof. It's Mark 2, verse 4. Just as a roof is what supports and covers and protects a house, so too you can say love really is the support of the world. Without love in our hearts, really no support group will do us any benefit. St. Paul says in Colossians 3:14 that love binds everything together in perfect harmony. So without true love, as defined by God, of course, who is love, without true love, everything collapses and breaks down. Why is our culture collapsing and breaking down? Because it has prostituted and deformed what love really is. I quoted Pope Benedict the other day from his encyclical Caritas in Veritate when he says, in a culture without truth, the word love is abused and distorted to the point where it comes to mean the opposite, said the Holy Father. And that's essentially spiritually where we are in the West nowadays. Love bears all things can also be translated as love supports all things or covers all things. The Apostle says in 1 Peter 4:8 that above all, hold unfailing your love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins, says St. Peter. So love doesn't permit the sins and faults and failings of others to corrupt and embitter my soul. It doesn't allow grudges and judgments and offenses to pile up inside of me either. As one commentator says, love keeps out resentment as a ship keeps out water, or as a roof keeps out the rain. Proverbs 17, verse 9 says, whoever covers an offense seeks loves, but he who repeats the matter separates close friends. Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats the matter separates close friends. So love would rather quietly mend things rather than publicly rend them and display them, as hard as that might be to put into practice for some of us. This is why the sacrament of reconciliation is so important. I, in confession, I release to God what darkens and embitters my mind and my heart. And God's grace cleanses me and covers me and restores my soul, as the psalmist says, Psalm 23, verse 3. So the damaging effects of hatred can only be effectively countered by the healing power of love, which builds up and restores relationships. It doesn't tear them down. And remember, typically those who hate you expect you to hate them back. It's typically how it works, right? When you learn to respond with patience, humility, kindness, and genuine care, that's when you actually begin to bear all things, as Jesus asks you to do. So So yes, love bears all things. What did Jesus tell us? He said, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me, what, cannot be my disciple? He says, Luke 14, verse 27. And St. John, when he recounts our Lord's crucifixion, he said this, so they took Jesus and he went out bearing his own cross to the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha, John 19, verse 17. So Jesus can tell us to bear our cross, not only because he's God, so we have to listen to him, he's God, we have to do what he says, but also he can tell us to bear our cross because he did it first. He's the one who practiced it first. He put everything into practice that he taught, and he obtained for us the grace to put into practice how he commands us to live as well. So in light of the cross, love bears all things means that if we are united to Jesus and Mary, we can bear any insult, any injury, any disappointment, any suffering. We can bear anything because we bear everything with them. We bear everything with them. Remember, Jesus says that our sufferings are actually his sufferings as well. Why? Because we're his body. We are the church, as St. Paul says in Ephesians 1, 23. Our sufferings are his sufferings in his eyes. Our crosses, they're his crosses as well. Doesn't mean that it'll be pleasant or easy to bear all things. That's not what it means. It wasn't pleasant or easy for Jesus and for Our Lady. Far from it. But bearing our crosses with them will turn the bitterness of the cross into the blessing of the cross. Bitterness turns into blessing when we bear all things for Jesus and Mary and with them too. If it's true, as Jesus said, that apart from me you can do nothing, says that in John 15, 5, that means that also with him we can do anything. Right? St. Paul confirms that. He says, I can do all things in him, in Christ, who strengthens me, Philippians 4, 13. Not some things, all things. Bearing all things also means giving all things to God, but never giving up. Why? Because Jesus and Mary never gave up. They gave everything to the Heavenly Father, but they never gave up during their trials and sufferings. When life gets difficult, we don't give up or give in. Instead, we give ourselves all the more to God. And we give control to him as well. It's not us behind the wheel in control of everything. It's our Lord in the driver's seat, and we should be in the back seat. One of those child protection seats that they strap the kids back in the back seat. That's where we should be in life. I remember the discourse at the Last Supper with our Lord. Jesus said to the apostles, he said, I go to prepare a place for you and will come again and take you to myself so that where I am, you also may be. You know the way where I'm going, he said. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Remember how Jesus responded to Thomas? He said to him, let me explain to you this so you completely understand everything, and then you won't have any difficulties whatsoever. That's what he said to Thomas, right? No, it's actually not what he said to the apostle Thomas. What did he say to Thomas? Thomas says, how can we know the way? Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. Translation, I'm in the driver's seat, Thomas. You sit in the back seat and trust me and keep your hand off the wheel. Keep your hand off the wheel. Love bears and endures all things means that we don't give up, we don't give in. Instead, we give ourselves all the more to God. We give control to him. We let him be God. Lastly, when the apostle says love endures all things, it also means that love holds its ground. It doesn't give ground to evil or to lies or to sin. Love doesn't give itself over to what is false. And love endures all things also means that love perseveres. It doesn't spring up one moment and then fade away the next. Some of us are very good at starting things, but very poor at finishing them. We have great aspirations to do good things, even things for God, and great inspirations, but then our mood and our emotions and our thoughts change a little bit. They change like the wind, and those aspirations are gone. In a parable once, Jesus talked about a seed that was sown on rocky ground. Right? He said the seed, meaning the word of God, fell on the ground where there wasn't much soil, so it sprang up immediately. But when the sun rose up, the little plant was scorched. And since it had no root, it withered away, Jesus said, Matthew 13, verse 6. Some of us can be like that at times, right? We have shallow roots, little stability. Love is not like that at all. Love endures and perseveres. Love has very deep roots, like a sequoia tree, maybe even deeper than that. Jesus says in Matthew 13, 13 to his disciples, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures or perseveres to the end will be saved." St. James says, "Blessed is the man who endures trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." James 1, verse 12. And the apostle says, "If we endure, we shall also reign with Christ. But if we deny him, he will also deny us," says St. Paul. 2 Timothy 2:12. So if we have trouble with endurance and perseverance and not giving up and bearing all things for Jesus and Mary, we should pray to the Holy Spirit for help. Specifically pray for the gift and for the virtue of fortitude, that God would strengthen us and help us to grow in spiritual maturity in those areas where we're still maybe a little shaky and a little unsure. So let's ask Our Lady then, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, for the gift of fortitude in order to bear and endure all things for her and for our Lord, knowing that God's plan is to form us more and more into the image of his Son with every cross and every struggle that he sends us. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.